Welcome to the Our Stories podcast, where we explore the lives of healthcare providers as part of our wellness program with the Department of Hematology and Medical Oncology at Emory University. I'm Caroline Peacock, Vice Chair of Wellness and Manager of Spiritual Health at Winship Cancer Institute. And today, I'm delighted to have with me J.B. Bellonio, who is a shift nurse manager for the Ambulatory Infusion Center at the Clifton Winship location. J.B., thank you so much for being here with me today.
Of course. Thank you for having me. I'm delighted to be here.
Well, I'd like to start by inviting you to share a little bit about what led you to become a nurse. Do you remember when you were a kid imagining that you would be doing the work that you're doing now?
My recollection, my early recollection was I was in grade school and they were doing immunizations for our grade. So then there was this guy that came in and introduced himself, and he said, like, he's a male nurse and he's here to give everybody's injections. And I think, like, wow, that is really cool. You know, I've never met a male nurse before, and I wanted to be one. So I went to nursing school after graduating high school. I think he made an impression. So that has stuck with me. And look what I am now.
Yeah, that's a really nice image to just imagine you as a child seeing this other person who became a little bit of an inspiration for you, and it was someone you'd never met before. Can you tell me a little bit about where you grew up?
Sure. Yeah. So I'm Filipino. I grew up in the Philippines. We were in the Middle Islands called Iloilo, very tropical, beautiful beaches. You know, kind of hot, but yes. So I had my education there and my training in nursing.
Oh, wow.
And went back to the university to teach after I graduated, and then 3 years after I had my first job here in the States.
Wow. So tell me, you know, given that you've taught nursing in the Philippines, and now you obviously train a lot of nurses here at Winship. What do you see as some of the differences between the training and nursing in the Philippines and here in the States?
Let me think. In the Philippines, I think we have a lot of hands-on time when it comes to really taking care of the patient. I know the healthcare rules and regulations is different here than back home in the Philippines. And I think our clientele, our patients are just happy to have somebody taking care of them, because healthcare is not quite par back then to what we have here in America. So the student nurses, you know, in their training, they have a lot of leeway in being able to really take care and take over the care of the patients that we have in the hospitals or in the community where we get our training in the Philippines. So, I mean, you're the only healthcare person. So, I mean, you've got to do a lot, and, you know, you gain a lot of experience doing the hands-on things, you know, back there.
I'm curious, in your professional experience as a nurse in the Philippines, were you also working in oncology, or were you working with in some other healthcare area?
In nursing school, I mean, we have rotations. You get to sample different areas of the hospital and different kinds of diagnoses to make you a well-rounded nurse. So you got to try each area. And then later on, when you get to choose which one you're going to concentrate on. And to be honest, I didn't pick oncology nursing back then. I wanted to be in the emergency room because it's all the excitement and the drama. So that's actually where I specialized in.
Mm. Well, it's sort of interesting because now when I get to see you here in the infusion center, you're so busy. It's like it's an emergency room in terms of the pace. I know it's very intense work for you and your colleagues in the infusion center. I'm curious, what brings you joy in the work that you're doing here in at Winship?
So this is my 16th year here in Winship, and I for some reason I got hooked in oncology. But what brings me joy every day that I come and work are, you know, being able to take care of my patients, and I think being a part of that crucial time in their lives wherein they are fighting the battle of their lives. Mm-hmm. It sounds so. I don't know. It sounds kind of corny sometimes, but I think that moment, that the time that I spend with these patients directly or indirectly, before becoming a shift nurse manager, you know, I was bedside nurse as well, and I still go and take care of the patients, do some troubleshooting or like take care, help the nurses when we have this critical moments or emergencies. Mm-hmm. But I think, you know, just being there and being able to be a part of that time, I know it's people think it is always depressing. I mean, that's the comments I get, because like they think still that, you know, having a cancer diagnosis is a sad diagnosis. It's usually like, you know, people are always dying, but I beg to disagree. I mean, we have the happiest moments and, you know, the good times with our patients. And I think the patients are the most positive, type of attitude that you can meet, because I think they feel their mortality at that moment. So I would not pick any other areas or any type of patients after, you know, taking care of my cancer patients.
Well, that's so wonderful. I can hear as you're talking how being with people during these critical moments in their lives, you're seeing so much of them and caring for them and offering them so much support. And that is in fact bringing you some joy to be able to do that. So one of the things I'm wondering about is when you're engaging with somebody, you know, who's, you know, fighting for their life, as you say, what are some of the things that you are wanting to communicate to them? What do you want them to think and feel as they're receiving care from you?
I think that the main thing that I've learned, you know, working with my cancer patients, I think they want you to be present at the moment, and having that openness and just listening to them and, you know, being there with them. I remember one moment I have this patient that she just looked scared, and she was by herself. She was beginning her treatment, and but I think she was just trying to keep a straight face. So I introduced myself, I sat down, and, you know, I was going to start an IV, but then I stopped and just, you know, kind of like talked to her and, you know, sat down next to the chair. And then I said, like, you look very scared. It's okay to talk to me. Like, you know, we don't have to start this right away. Tell me what your fears are. And then, like, oh, my God, she just started booing, and I mean, it took a while for her to recover, but I mean, I think that was a special moment we're in, like knowing that, you know, somebody's there for you and you're not alone, and, you know, being there physically and, you know, listening to you, I think that that is a big thing for our patients, because you don't know what's going on to their minds when they come for treatment, especially on the first day. And then these patients are just so overwhelmed. So I think giving them time and, you know, a listening ear, it's a big thing for them.
Yeah, that sounds like a huge thing. And I imagine that meant so much to her that you took the time to notice how she was doing and to acknowledge it. That's something that we talk a lot about in my discipline, in the discipline of spiritual health, that part of attending to the whole person means recognizing the spiritual and emotional needs that they're having in the moment. And I get the sense that for you, that just comes naturally as an integrated part of your nursing skills. And one of the things I'm wondering about is, when you look back in your childhood, can you remember people or a person who taught you those sorts of skills or those sorts of values, who taught you to you know, really pay attention to people and really honor people where they were?
Looking back, I think this is not the main reason why I ended up in, you know, specializing in oncology. But my mom was diagnosed with lung cancer when she was 49. So she was very young, and I was already, I just got out of nursing school, and I helped take care of her as well. And the one thing I remember is, you know, when we're in the medical field, I mean, we just try to give all, you know, all this talk and all the information, you know, to the patient. And I experienced that with my mom, because, you know, I mean, I'm a new grad nurse, you know, I feel like I know a lot, and, you know, I give all this information. And even the healthcare team that was with her, it's just like, okay, it's always telling you what to do, and, you know, giving you different kinds of talk and information. And I felt like, you know, we didn't really give her time to, like, absorb it and, like, okay, like, ask her, like, okay, so how do you feel from your perspective? What do you think? You know, what can you say about this situation? So, and towards, you know, towards the end of her illness, she was able to verbalize that, you know, our quiet moments were in, like, you know, she's able to open up and tell us, you know, how he felt about things and how she perceives things. I mean, it was kind of a change for me, knowing that this is how the patient, or like how the person, you know, who's sick, how they perceive all the things happening around them, and like, kind of like, you know, what do they need, or like, again, you know, just giving them the chance to be able to talk and express themselves and their feelings. That's one thing that I learned then that I kind of like, you know, use in my daily dealings with my cancer patients.
It sounds like that very hard time for your mom, and obviously for you as well, that left a really strong imprint on you for how people should be treated when they're going through cancer treatment. And I imagine that that's something that you're, you know, passing on to people that you're training, that you're working with in the infusion center. So I'm wondering, in terms of your role as a shift nurse manager, I know you have to train a lot of new grads and new nurses, and I'm wondering, what is your favorite part of training new nurses?
The favorite part, I think, is like really having the one-on-one with the patient and try to maybe dispel the misconceptions that they have, you know, when it comes to taking care of patients in general and, you know, having a special cancer patient, you know, with our specialty. Mm-hmm. Especially with the newer nurses who doesn't have any clinical experience, you know, the new grads, I mean, they're very open and would like to absorb everything. And, you know, they discover surprises or, taking care of these patients that, you know, they did not imagine or not even, you know, think of when they're in nursing school or like, you know, learning through the books as compared to, you know, really taking care of a real person, a live person in front of you. And, you know, it's always different. And they have that aha moment wherein like, wow, this is the reason why I became a nurse. And this is the reason like, why I am in oncology, because of number one, this patient that I'm caring for today, and then the challenges that comes up when they ask me questions or when they have an emergency, when they have a reaction to their chemo, and then being part of that journey with this human being that, you know, sometimes you try not to get entangled with, but then, you know, these patients are, I'm trying to find a word, but, you know, they suck you into their lives. And then, mm-hmm. you know, you never know at the end that like, wow, you know, I'm part of this journey now. And I feel like, you know, in one way or another, in every little way, I'm making a difference in this person's life, just, you know, being their nurse for that specific day of their treatment.
It sounds like it's that you're trying to impart to new nurses that it's a sacred experience journeying with patients in this way.
Yes, exactly. Like, because we even discussed that during the, you know, our interview when they apply for their job here, that, you know, we would ask them if they have an experience with oncology to ask them, you know, to know what's the least the least thing that, you know, or what they don't like about oncology. Like mm-hmm. everybody can verbalize, you know, what they like about it, but if you turn the question around and like you know, what you hate about, you know, working with cancer patients, or the least thing that, you know, that you don't like about it. And then, you know, they always, you know, say, you know, patients are dying, you know, it's depressing, you know, it's sad. But then they always like, you know, have a reasoning behind it that, you know, but then if you don't feel that sadness or that frustration sometimes that you're losing all these patients, then I don't think you are, you know, right for the job, because that shows that you care and you get sort of kind of attached to this patient. And I think if you stop feeling that way, then it's time for you to change careers and move on to a different area.
Yeah, having those harder feelings, those feelings of sadness, feelings of pain when patients suffer, that's that means we're human, and patients, of course, want real humans to be dealing with them and caring for them. And so I'm wondering, as sort of a final question for our time together, since this is stressful work, since it can take a toll on a person, and especially since in our world we're dealing with so many added layers of stress at this time, I'm curious how you, JB, attend to your own sense of well-being. How do you take care of yourself as a nurse and as a human?
I think having a time for yourself, it's a form of, it's a great self-care. My coping method is, I always make sure, you know, even if it's like 30 minutes, or I usually require an hour, but, you know, I try to sometimes just, you know, find a quiet place and reflect and meditate. Mm-hmm. So I get in this routine that, you know, I have to like run 2 to 3 times a week early in the morning. Mm-hmm. And when I'm running, I'm in a quiet zone and I just, you know, I just keep on going. And that sort of like replenishes, you know, my core. And, you know, I think it invigorates my soul. And mm-hmm. then after the run, I would have like a quiet moment of meditation and just, you know, letting your mind wander. I mean, I listen to tapes and that kind of stuff for meditation, but just, you know, sitting in a quiet place and like hearing all the sounds around you, I think it's very healing for the soul. I mean, for me, because mm-hmm. I mean, at work, we're always busy. We're always like going. We get home, we have to do our errands, we have to do our chores. And then you never stop and just, you know, listen to your surroundings or just even like have a quiet time. So I make sure I have that. And then it refreshes my mind, my spirit, and as well as my body. So that's how I sort of like get away from all the distractions of everything around you, your life, your work, your job, social media, the news. I mean, they're constantly getting to you. But I think if you stop and like really stop and smell the roses and give yourself, you know, time, quiet time, it will replenish your core and then, you know, be able to start all over again the next day. That's my big secret, which is not so secret, but yeah, time for yourself and the quiet.
Yes. Well, I just think that there's so much wisdom in that. This, and it's really a great example of balance that, you know, you have a very full work life. Your work is very demanding and can be very stressful. And so in order to balance that, you have to carve out that time for quiet, for reflection, for exercise, as you're talking about, for meditation. And obviously, JB, it's working for you because you've been a nurse for a long time and you continue to thrive in this work. And I know that so many patients, and not just patients, but staff here are so fortunate to have you around because of your kind spirit and because of the way that you bring the team together. So JB, I'm so grateful for you, for who you are and the work you do. And I really thank you for taking this time to share a little bit of your story and to share how you tend to your wellness. So thank you so much for talking with me today.
Well, I'm happy to do it. Thank you for inviting me.